Landing Craft Headquarters 168. Early History. Ordered and delivered as a landing craft infantry, large, for the U.S. Navy, she was built by the Federal Shipbuilding and Dry Dock Co., Newark, New Jersey. She was ordered on June 3, 1942, and her keel was laid down August 26, 1942 as S hull number 321. She was launched on October 22, 1942. She was transferred to the Royal Navy under the Lend-Lease Agreement at Staten Island, New York, and commissioned on November 13, 1942 as HMLCIL 168. After a short workup and shakedown in the New York area, she sailed for Norfolk Navy Yard, arriving at Pier No. 3 on November 28 for repairs and alterations. This entailed the installation of plastic armor and sounding equipment, the fitting of sponsons and flare plates, repairs to hull, electrical system and main engines. She also received a replacement winch and pinnace. Before leaving Norfolk, she was degaussed and calibrated at the Sewell's Point Magnetic Range, and visited the U.S. Naval Ammunition Depot, Street Julien's Creek, Virginia, to embark small arms and gun ammunition. On December 12, 1942, she sailed for Bermuda as part of the second flight of completed LCILs, in company with sister ships LSIL 98, 100, 164, 165, 166, 167, 239, escorted by the tugs HMRT Lariat and USS Scioto, arriving at Bermuda 10 days later. The flight sailed for the UK, via Gibraltar, on the 29th, LCIL 7, a straggler from the first flight, and the rescue tug HMRT Destiny, joined the group to make the crossing. She was in action during the invasion of Sicily, July 10, 1943, putting ashore men from the 51st Highland Division. Conversion to a headquarters ship. On release from operations in the Mediterranean in the summer of 1943, she returned to the UK and was taken in hand by the Chatham Naval Dockyard for a refit and conversion into an LCH, Landing Craft Headquarters. The conversion involved turning the troop decks into operations rooms and wireless offices and the installation of command and control and communications equipment, 6 Army No. 22 radio sets, 6 CDG, B-28 receivers, 1 CDF, B-29 receiver, echo sounding type 763, 8 type visual signals, lanterns and torches, Type 970 radar for navigation and control of assault craft, outfit QH, a G, hyperbolic radio nav aid, 1 TCS transmitter. A tripod foremast was added to mount the additional aerials. Addition single cabins were installed to accommodate assault force staff officers when embarked. When completed, her troop carrying capacity was reduced by 50. Operation Neptune. On June 1, 1944, she was part of the massing assault forces of Operation Neptune, the seaborne invasion of Normandy. LCH 168 was one of 5 landing craft headquarters ships in Assault Force J, assaulting Juno Beach. Task Force J comprised of troops of the 3rd Canadian Division, 7th 8th and 9th Canadian Brigades, plus 48, Royal Marine, Commando, 2nd Canadian Army Brigade. The lowering point for the landing ships was 7 miles offshore. Juno Beach was divided into 3 sectors: Love, Mike and Nan. Love was not an assault sector, this was reserved for offloading equipment and stores. The other 2 were wide enough to land 2 brigades side by side. Due to heavy seas, the landing was delayed by 10 minutes. The Canadian 7th Brigade landed at Courcelles-sur-Mer, Mike Sector west of Courcelles Zumer at 7:45 and the 8th Brigade, Nan Sector between Courcelles Zumer and St. Aubin's Zumer at 7:55. LCH 168 carried Commander Jonas DSCRN, as DSOAG, Deputy Senior Officer Assault Group, J1, landing on Sector Mike Red. LCH 98 carried DSOAG, Assault Group J3, Nan Green Sector, Commander Struben RN. LCH 239 carried DSOAG, Assault Group J2, Nan White Sector, Commander R.E.D. Ryder VCRN. LCH 167 carried DSOAG, Assault Group J4, Nan Red Sector, Lieutenant Commander Arduthnet RN. A fifth, unidentified LCH carried the Principal Ferrycraft Control Officer, Commander Brunton, responsible for motor transport, stores and personnel. There is no mention of an LCH allocated for Mike Green Sector, from 7th Brigade 2 Assault Companies of the Royal Winnipeg Rifles, 1 Assault Company of the Canadian Scottish Regiment, and 1 Squadron of the 1st Hussars were to land on Mike Red and also on Mike Green, while the Regina Rifle Regiment, supported by a 2nd Squadron of the 1st Hussars, landed on Nan Green Sector with the objective of subduing German forces in Courcelles Zumer. 8th Brigade landed in Nan White and Nan Red Sectors with the objective of subduing German forces in Berniers Zumer and St. Aubin Zumer. By the end of D-Day, 3,200 vehicles and 2,500 tons of materiel have been landed on the Canadian beaches. Losses were 946 killed, wounded and missing out of a total of 15,000 men engaged. Allocated to the East Indies Fleet. At the end of 1944, LCH 168 was allocated for service with the East Indies Fleet and sailed for India in early January 1945. After the D-Day landings, plans were made to relocate large numbers of major landing craft from the UK to the Eastern Theatre under the code name Appian. Convoys of craft, referred to as flights, sailed for India and Ceylon, calling at Gibraltar, Oran, Malta, Port Said, Aden, and Bombay. The first flight, A, sailed on November 15, 1944. It is not clear which flight she sailed with or when she arrived in India. On reaching India, she was initially based at the Cochin Landing Craft Base, HMS Chinkara. No information is available about her activities until she was allocated to participate in Operation Zipper in September 1945. Operation Zipper. After the Japanese surrender plans to accept the surrender of Singapore were out into action, originally this was part of Operation Zipper, but political constraints meant that no landing could take place until after the signing of surrender in Tokyo on September 2, 1945. The delays meant that all plans were now to change. Thus, the reoccupation of Malaya would take place in three phases. Phase 1 would be the recapture of Penang Island, Operation Jurist. Phase 2 would be the recapture of Singapore, Operation Tide Race, by the 5th Indian Division, and Phase 3 would be Bourne assault of Northwest Malaya in the Port Dickson, Port Swettenham area, with landings near Morib with the 25th Indian Division and the 37th Brigade of the 23rd Indian Division. This was a modified zipper, carried out as planned and rehearsed, but the covering air and sea bombardment had been cancelled. The forces participating in these three operations were escorted by the battleships Nelson, flying the flag of Admiral Walker, and Richelieu, the cruisers Nigeria, Cleopatra, and Ceylon, with air cover from the 21st Aircraft Carrier Squadron, Royalist, Commodore Oliver, and the escort carriers Hunter, Stalker, Archer, Khedive, Emperor and Pursuer, and 15 destroyers. At 1200 hours on August 28, ships Nelson, Ceylon, Attacker, Hunter, Tartar, Petard, Voyage, Princess Beatrix and Queen Emma arrived off Penang Island for Operation Jurist. On September 1, the CNC East Indies fleet, Admiral Sir Arthur Power transferred from Cleopatra to Nelson at Georgetown. The official surrender of Japanese forces on Penang Island was signed on the 2nd. At 8 o'clock the following day, 400 Royal Marines under the command of Lieutenant Col. G.B. Grant were landed from the LSIs Princess Beatrix and Queen Emma. This was Force Roma, formed in July from the Marine detachments aboard Nelson, Ceylon, Nigeria and Phoebe. At 0500 hours on the 8th, Nelson in company with the light cruisers Ceylon and Nigeria, escorted by destroyers Nubian, Paladin and Relentless, sailed from Georgetown to cover the Zipper assault convoys en route to their assembly point off Port Swettenham. They were to be joined by the escort carriers Emperor, Hunter, Khedive, and Stalker to provide air cover for the landings. LCH 101, 168 and 248 in company with LCILS 115, 121, 127, 136, 183, 217, 256, 266, 277, 305, 311, sailed from Mandapam, India on August 31 in assault convoy JMD-1C for Operation Zipper. Other convoys had sailed from Bombay and from Cochin, from Madras and Vizagapatam, from Calcutta and Chittagong and Rangoon. The Zipper assault convoys converged on the Malayan coast off Port Swettenham. Once assembled at first light on September 9, the ships of the assault convoys formed into two assault groups codenamed W1 and W2. As for Dracula, senior officer assault group W1 was aboard HMS Nith and that of W2 aboard HMS Waveney. On reaching the lowering point off Morib, the assault group senior officers transferred to the LCHs. It is not clear which landing craft headquarters were used by which assault group. The landings were not a success, numerous factors and mistakes made by the need to revise the plan several times resulted in stranded vehicles and ships, the beach survey was wrong, the sand was not suitable for heavy machinery which bogged down and blocked the beaches. The assault was actually an hour late in its execution. Force W was operating on Ceylon time, not Burma time, so the expected high tide had in fact ebbed. On September 12 the new beach was opened farther south, at Cape Rachado, where the 23rd Division landed without any of the difficulties met at Morib. By the time the beaches were closed, Morib on 25th and Cape Rachado on 28th of September, 63,838 troops, 7,337 vehicles and 25,671 tons of stores had been landed over them. HMS Nelson and the much of the covering forces sailed for Singapore later on the 9th once the beachhead had been established, arriving there at 0830 hours on the 10th. Operation Tide Race forces had arrived in Singapore on September 4, 1945, meeting no opposition. By 1800, the Japanese had surrendered their forces on the island to Lieutenant General Sir Philip Christison aboard HMS Sussex. The formal surrender was finalized on September 12 at Singapore City Hall. Over 90 vessels were present in Keppel Harbour and Singapore Roads at the time of the surrender. It is unclear where LCH 168 went after her release from Zipper operations. Post-war. Since LCHs could accommodate individual personnel, they were employed transporting officers and medical teams up and down the coasts of India and Burma. In December, some of the LCIO flotillas sailed to Cochin, others to Singapore, where many of the ships were decommissioned and the crews paid off. LCH-168 was returned to U.S. custody on March 14, 1946, probably at Manila, and struck from the Naval Register April 17, 1946. She was sold by the State Department on February 13, 1948, fate unknown. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2015. www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.